Rihanna and Calvin Harris, We Found Love. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM. It's Friday, it's the 1st of December. Everyone's feeling kind of Christmassy, and it's about to get super Christmassy in here now.
That is right. Precocious kids, loud noises, terrible singing, and a presenter in a really horrible jumper. But enough about Dave's house.
Oh, come on.
It's the Late Late Toy Show is on tonight, and Today FM News' Juliette Gash paid a visit to the studios to get a little sneak peek at what we can expect tonight. How are you?
Good, good.
Was it very exciting?
It was. It's just so sweet. Like, it's all quite frenetic because you've got a very energetic presenter, you've got a lot of journalists, you've got loads of kids and this incredible set. And of course, they don't want to give it all away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like photograph in that direction.
do you get the sense, certainly because I used to when I was out in RTE, that all of the station's energy and resources are pumped into this one program once a year?
Yeah,
and this is kind of what we're paying our TV license for.
In fairness, the most amount of people that watch anything other than, like, exactly, you know, a Euros qualifier or a rugby, you know, Six Nations final.
Yeah,
like this is the biggest viewed thing.
It's well over a million. I think it might have been as high as 1.3 last year. Because of course they're showing it on Player, and they show it, you know, people will watch it on repeat, or people whose kids are too young will watch it on the Saturday, for example. And people abroad like to watch it because it's a real, that's so Irish.
Yeah,
and so that's really, you know, a sense of home.
So what did you see?
So the theme is The Little Mermaid.
Ooh.
So yeah, each year they pick a theme that kind of, you know, it all ties in, and all the costumes and the big numbers.
The big number at the start, of course.
Yeah. So the theme's The Little Mermaid, and Ryan also told us a little bit about who he'll be playing in the opening act. I think you've got a clip there.
It's different. That's right. It's not a castle. There's no prince. In fact, I'm a... Am I allowed to say what I am?
Yes.
Sebastian. Okay, I'll be... I love that. The mostly female response. You didn't hear the fellas go, whoa, Sebastian. So they go, Sebastian. Sebastian is... I had to look it up because I've known Sebastian all my life as, to me, a lobster. Apparently he's a crab. Well, I'm calling him a crabster on the basis that he's kind of one part crab, one part lobster, one part hipster, which makes him a crabster.
That sounds terrifying.
I don't know what happens to people in the surrounds of the Late Late Toy Show and in the company of Ryan Tuberty. Because can we listen back to the one more time? It sounds like a group of women at Daniel O'Donnell's house where he's just brought out the teapot in his favourite tea cosy.
Am I allowed to say what I am?
Yes.
Sebastian. Okay, I'll be...
Oh, look at him there. Isn't he so nice? Oh, come here.
So obviously the place was full of children.
It was. So they had a select few, so ones that were happy to talk to us then. Because, I mean, some years you get interviewees and it's really, really cute, but it's really hard to get a nervous four-year-old
Absolutely.
To talk. There's a lot of head nodding, which for TV might be cute, but for radio you're like, come on.
Say something.
I said say yes for those head nodding moments.
Stop squeezing my arm.
That hurts, Juliette. So they brought out some older kids who are really savvy. Like, they're just, you know, nothing would faze them. It's unreal. And so they were there for interview. And while they couldn't tell us what their actual act was going to be on the night, they saved back a good bit. They did have some alternative options. So one little girl I spoke to, Gwenelle Naval from Glasnevin in Dublin, and she's teensy, she's 13, but really like diminutive girl. And she was saying she was a bit nervous, but she had a nice little bit of music for me.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
So will you be rehearsing all night tonight, do you
think? I think so, yeah.
And are you able to sing a little bit for us, maybe something else?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Baby, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. Baby, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. Feeling so bad got me feeling so good. Showing you up like I knew that it would.
Wow, that is some voice.
Thank you.
You don't expect that to come out of such a little girl.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's real talent.
Oh, she was just fabulous. And it was really sweet. Like, I mean, sometimes you get these sort of starry, you know, people who have grown up on X Factor and all of that. And there wasn't a touch of that about her. Like, when she came out, you know, if she'd sung Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star in a soft voice, I would have been like, woo, well done, And then you're like, wow, there's a touch of Aretha in there, you know?
I imagine it kind of like a mini version of Fame, if anybody remembers that TV show, where there was always constantly dancers and musicians warming up in stairwells.
You think Ryan walks around with a cane and goes, this is what you stop paying in sweat.
Yeah.
unlikely. So, yeah.
Well, it's funny because then they bring you in then into the set or onto set, and you know that's sort of the big reveal, and it really, really is beautiful, and it's a topic, it's a theme that really lends itself to beautiful set. Decoration and set dressing, you know, it's so obviously all very nautical, and you know, the under the sea theme is huge, and so they have, you know, sort of boats, and they have fishes swimming around, and they have then they had another set of kids for the photographers who were all in costumes, so they had an octopus, and they had some little baby newts, they had like a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old dressed as newts, and they had all this makeup on, and it's so funny.
I wonder, is the newt role a bit like the cloud role in a nativity play in school? I'm a cloud. I'm a newt on the toy show.
Shepherd number 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any chance of a dunk tank that Ryan can get?
There is definitely some slime. Okay. And he brought out some Nerf guns. At one point, there was like, we were like, he brought out some various, what looked like, you know, water guns. And I was standing beside a bunch of other girls, and we're like, he's not going to spray us. Like,
yeah, he wouldn't actually do that.
He can't do that. No. I was like, I'm wearing wool. and I was like, no, they can't spray us because, like, the photographers have their gear. But regularly, Ryan would kind of, like, for a photo, but you'd wonder if it was tinged with a slight bit of malice, he would, like, drive his scooter at the photographers and almost collide with them. And you're like, I don't think that's going to get the best photo. And yeah, I don't know how happy
you won't snap me and Dunleary Pier again, paparazzi man.
Yeah. What about the toys?
Yeah, so I think they've 28 toy checkers taking part, and I spoke to the chief elf. They have a researcher there.
Great.
She's known as the chief elf, Kate Olan, and she was saying that, like, that's one of the things that they always have to get right is that, you know, they've checked and rechecked and everything, the batteries, is it going to work?
Yeah.
You know, or are they going to have, and there's always that bit where Ryan puts his mic in a toy's face, and it just,
well, let's be honest, that's the bit we all love the most, Ryan scrambling for something to say as the toy just falls face first off the table.
And for years, through Gay Byrne, Pat Kenny and Ryan Tuberty, they have always blamed the studio lights, as if for some reason a 200 watt bulb can just remove any battery power from anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like kryptonite for toys.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a slight serious side in the sense that Ryan himself works with a couple of charities and wants to do something specific this year.
Yeah, so this was really, really sweet. And he didn't sort of, you know, it just emerged kind of organically in the conversation that some of the performers this year are actually homeless.
Right.
And he was like, we're obviously not going to point out who is and who isn't.
Because they're just kids.
Yeah. And for some of them, they might not even appreciate what their situation means, because we've got over 3,000 children living in homeless services, many of whom are living in hotels and B&Bs. And so, depending on their age, they might not quite understand what that means. So they're being included in the toy show this year. And Ryan just said it was really important to him to send that message to them that they're the same as everyone else this Christmas.
Yes, it's fun. Yes, they're toys. Yes, childhood is magic. But it should not be the case that a child is watching the toy show in a room on a hotel bed with 3 other family members and that has to get up the next morning and walk past a bunch of guys who are still drinking from the night before. That's not good. And we have a responsibility to talk about that. And childhood should be happy. And we as a state have a responsibility to mind children. We're not great at that.
Right.
Well, fair play to him. Yeah. Didn't have to do that.
No, he didn't. And it's nice. And it's, I think, you know, like in previous years, we've had this discussion of making it really clear to kids that even if they don't have a chimney in the place they're staying, Santa is definitely going to get there,
of course,
you know.
Yeah.
And even if you've moved recently into a place that isn't familiar and is away from your family, he knows where you are.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas is still definitely on, you know, no matter what. And I think that's the message that he wanted to get out. While also saying that, like, you know, let's make it a bit more, you know, well, we don't want to normalize it because this is not a normal situation, just that these are part of society like everyone else.
Yeah.
And let's all, you know, pitch in.
It's a good message for Christmas.
Yeah.
Lots of exciting things. Everybody has their own kind of how you watch the Late Late Toy Show traditions. You can let us know yours, 0874 100 102. And of all the exciting things happening, my takeaway from that is Juliet shouting, I'm wearing wool. classic.
Well, Juliet, thank you for doing that and happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
I'd say that's 1st December.
Yeah, totally. Listen, we're going to play the brand new Ed Sheeran and Beyonce version of Perfect. And after we do this, we will give you your first Ed word of the day. But listen, this is brand new. Just came out like midnight last night. Ed Sheeran and Beyonce, Perfect on Today FM with Dermot and Dave.
I found a love for